We made a lot of progress in acquisition reform, and we had to because the amount of government services that are being provided by contractors has gone way up. And one of the things that we did, I think, is to increase the number of people in the federal government who are involved in acquisition review and service, and to improve the quality of those people as well. Also, I'd give a praise to the administration and through OMB that has really, I think, focused on procurement as a way to save some money and still get the job done.
So is the workforce the main area you see as the biggest hole still needs to be filled?
We still have work to do in improving that workforce. I think we have put in place some legislation that has made the procurement process better. I'm on the Armed Services Committee as well as Homeland Security and Government Affairs, and we continue to have challenges in defense procurement. Too many of the contracts are over budget and late, but some of them, like the attack submarines, coming in under budget and early, so it proves that we can do it. The other thing, Senator McCaskill has submitted legislation to try to put into law some of the lessons learned by the wartime contracting commission that was done.
One of the other areas that you hear a lot about along with the workforce, you guys had did the Improvement Act, but with the hiring freezes and the issues around wanting to cut the workforce, how are you guys looking at saying, okay, how do we make sure that acquisition workforce is not going to be affected?
No, this is really important, and this happened in the Defense Department, particularly during the significant reductions in spending, you know, after the end of the Cold War. Too many people in acquisitions were let go and positions were not filled, but the acquisitions went on. And basically, it was a mismatch. The people in the acquisition divisions of federal agencies there weren't enough of them, so they couldn't really review the procurements, all the money that was being spent. Secondly, frankly, they weren't skilled enough to take on in a fair, balanced meeting the procurement, the acquisition people in the private sector. So I think this is just a question of those of us who care about both governments spending, money being wasted, and the increase in the government contracting as part of the federal budget. Just have to be very careful to watch that we're not balancing the budget on the backs of our acquisition workforce, because the acquisition workforce is there to make sure that when we give a dollar to a contractor, that the government and taxpayers are getting a dollar's worth of service.
One of the things, it seems like the Defense Department, from the people I've talked to, for instance, Secretary Mabus at the Navy, seems to insinuate they understand that mistake that was made in the 90s. Do you think that members of Congress, members of your committee, have understand it now better?
Yeah, I do. Both the two committees, my major committees, Homeland Security, Government Affairs, and Armed Services, I think we get it. I think we've learned that now, do all the members of Congress? No. There's a natural tendency to want to just slash. But when you slash people who are reviewing contracts the federal government is making with the private sector, you're basically guaranteeing that you're going to be spending more money than the government should.
I also caught up with Senator Susan Collins, the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. She and Senator Lieberman recently both received Lifetime Achievement Awards from the Coalition for Government Procurement. Collins has been following acquisition for more than three decades, starting as a staff director for former Senator William Cohen, where she helped write several acquisition reform bills.
We mentioned acquisition workforce, and one of the things I was talking with Senator Lieberman about is where the biggest challenge is. That seems, as you said it, to be the biggest challenge that's still out there for around acquisition.
It is. If we don't have a highly trained workforce that we can keep and that becomes very experienced, we're going to lose some value in the negotiations on federal contracts. And yet too many members of Congress do not pay enough attention to workforce issues. They're absolutely critical. A talented, highly experienced contracting official can save taxpayers money and ensure that we get the very best value.
One of the mistakes that have been made over the years in terms of the acquisition workforce is when you cut staff, when there's hiring freezes, the acquisition workforce takes the brunt of it. Do you think that, one, agencies and two, Congress kind of realizes those are mistakes of the 90s?
I do. I've heard some of my colleagues who were here in the early 90s when there were so many cuts say that they recognize in retrospect that it was penny wise and pound foolish. And certainly when it comes to procurement, that has been the case.
What do you think that the committee can do? And I think you're on other committees as well that kind of can focus on this. What are some of the things you guys can do to make sure that those cuts don't happen again to the workforce?
We have to make sure that in this time of budget constraints where we are shrinking government, that we cut very carefully and that we do not eviscerate the ability of managers and contracting officials to run programs as efficiently and effectively as possible. In the end, if you cut too deeply on personnel, you end up with ineffective programs and spending more money than you otherwise would.
And then finally, beyond workforce, do you see other holes? Obviously, the Wartime Contracting Commission pointed out some challenges, but do you see other holes around acquisition that you think you'd like to see the committee address over the next 6 months, 9 months?
I'm very concerned that the president apparently is leaving the option of issuing the executive order that would require political contributions information to be submitted as part of the bid process. That is truly outrageous. And the fact that he repealed in his budget or is proposing the repeal of the prohibition that I worked so hard with a bipartisan group of senators to put into last year's bills is deeply troubling to me. So that will certainly be a focus of mine.